Hello? Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Margaret Harvey. Your number and your name was chosen at random, ma'am, and the only purpose of my call is to conduct a survey and ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Would you like to participate? Do you have a minute?
I understand my phone number was chosen at random, but how was it gotten into the pool of chosen numbers?
It's a public opinion. We are provided with a multitude of numbers from different parts of the nation, different states, and that's the reason we're calling you. The survey is about empowering young women in America. That's what the survey is about.
But what state are you from?
I'm sorry?
What state are you representing?
Florida. Miami, Florida.
You're calling from an Alabama number.
I know, but we are based out of Florida.
Why is your number from Alabama?
That I couldn't tell you. I work for a private company.
How'd you get an Alabama number?
I just told you I work for a private company. I just know we are based
out of Florida. So if it's based out of Florida, how'd you get an area code from Alabama?
I thought our numbers will be not registered. Like every time we call someone, you shouldn't be able to see our number. I don't know why you are able to.
205-523-4498.
Okay.
This is not a spam call. I've got a lot of spam calls today.
No, this is not a scam. It's just public opinion. We are doing a research about empowerment and young women in America. It's a survey about education, sexism, education, politics, and LGBTQ plus community.
How long is it going to take?
Sometimes it's 8 minutes, maybe a little longer.
8 minutes?
Yeah, 8 minutes, yeah, at the most.
That's a long time.
Come on, just give it a try, please.
Okay.
Okay, first question. With all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Next question. What is the year of your birth? Not your birth date, only the year.
2000.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter or like many people, you're not registered?
Yes. Registered.
You are. Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or
no.
Spanish origin? No.
No.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? White, Black, African-American, American,
white.
Indian?
White.
I'm sorry? White. Okay,
white.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your future.
Positive.
Okay. The future of the country.
Negative.
The future of the planet.
Negative.
Thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means... Yeah, go ahead.
7.
7. Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Racism and discrimination, mental health, abortion access, economy and cost of living, immigration, education, crime, climate change, student loans, national security, health care, gun violence.
I pick one.
You could pick up to 3. Well, actually, it's 3. You have to pick 3.
Okay.
If you want to, I'll go through the list again.
Cost of living.
Okay.
Gun violence and mental health.
gun violence, and then, wow, you have a good memory.
Mental economy health. And cost of living was first, then gun violence, then mental health.
Whoa. Whoa, sharp. Nice.
Thank you.
Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Economic security and financial independence, improving
one.
And
I sorry. Know that. I know that's my number one.
Okay, number one. Improving
Wait,
or maintaining.
How many options are there?
I'm sorry?
How many options for this category are there?
It's seven of them.
Okay, you can read them.
Okay, improving and maintaining physical health, relationships like romantic partnership or friendships, improving or maintaining mental health, your education, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance.
Work-life balance and mental health.
Mental health, okay.
And work-life balance. Work-life balance is important.
Work-life balance. Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Being American, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your role in a relationship like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual religious beliefs, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your profession, your personality, or being young?
My profession, my religious and spiritual beliefs,
okay.
And can you say the first couple ones again?
Being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group.
Keep going.
Your role in a relationship, like being
that
a mother,
one.
Care. Yeah, okay.
That one.
Thank you so much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two. You feel disappointment, sadness, dread, anger, frustration, exhaustion, pride, happiness, hope.
Disappointed and frustrated.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Or C. Our government and political system will never work effectively to provide solutions. B. Okay. Thank you so much. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not to work effectively? You may choose up to three. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systematic racism. Corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Too many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
The one about businessmen and money and the one after that.
Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? President Joe Biden.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Your city government.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your state government.
A little.
A little. Thank you. The Supreme Court.
A little.
Thank you. Valid initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Congress?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. Next question. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat. Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. How do you feel about that?
What are my options?
Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, and not at all motivated.
Motivated, like, to do something about it?
Motivated, like, in the sense that you like what you hear, you like the idea.
Oh, the opposite. I'm not motivated.
Not at all motivated.
I don't like the overturning of Roe versus Wade, no.
Okay, so you choose either somewhat unmotivated or not at all motivated.
Not at all.
Thank you so much. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission.
Motivated.
Very motivated?
Yeah.
Thank you. The Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Not motivated.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 51%. In your opinion...
51? That's only half.
We almost done. It's only a few more questions.
That's not
please.
Almost done. All right. Let's go.
Please. Okay. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Volunteering for an advocacy organization. Do you feel that will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not at all?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective, okay. Boycotting a company.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Attending a protest.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Not very much.
Not very. Okay. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media.
Not very much.
Not very. Voting in elections.
Yes, very.
Very. Thank you. Signing a petition?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Next question. We are at 71% now. No matter how frequently, you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You did not have the time to vote. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location, the candidates didn't represent your values. Any of those so far?
I've never not voted.
You have never voted before?
No, I have. I've never not voted. I've always voted. So none of those things are...
Okay. Okay, no problem. None of the above. Okay. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Number one, right now most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules, by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Do you engage a lot more, a lot little, a little less, or a lot less?
Do I engage in those scenarios?
Yeah, with that statement, with that idea, do you engage a lot, a little less, a lot less?
A little.
A little. Okay. Thank you. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ+, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on elections outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Do you engage a lot more, a little more? A lot more. Thank you. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access to people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Do you engage a lot more, a little less? A lot more. Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Do you engage a lot more, a little less,
a lot less?
A little more. Okay. Next question. We are at 85%. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? Facebook, national TV news stations, news or informational program, TikTok, international news outlets, YouTube,
Instagram,
local
and
TV news. Okay, Instagram and TikTok. Okay. Next question. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Humors, memes, science, technology, music, shows, movies, sports, news, current events, government politics, businesses, finance, health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips, or hacks?
Current events, beauty, humor.
And humor, okay. See, humor. Okay. I'm going to have to write that one down. Thank you. Next. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below? No. I'm sorry?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's. Thank you so much. I knew it. You're too smart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual, straight.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried? Do you have a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried, single.
Unmarried.
Okay. Unmarried, not married. Unmarried.
Okay. I got it. Thank you. I got it. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off?
Full-time. Full-time.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? The options are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Total family?
Yep, total family income. Less than 25K, 25K to 34K, 34K to through 44, 45 through 54, 55 through 64, 65 through 74, 75 through 84, 85 through 99, 100. Okay. Thank you very much. Then that will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for being so patient and so smart. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.